Now, radio telescopes receive electromagnetic waves in the radio frequency range from celestial sources. Sometimes these signals can be fed directly into an audio amplifier and heard as audible sounds. Sometimes they need to be recorded and sped up or slowed down before being sent to the audio amplifier. On this evening's The Space Show, we're going to listen to the sounds of the cosmos as recorded by radio observatories around the world. A pulsar is the rapidly rotating core of a collapsed star. They emit radiation as matter falls onto this core. That radiation pulses as the emitted radio waves are highly directional. The beam sweeps past us, much as the light beam from a lighthouse, at regular intervals. This pulsar is called PSR B0329+54. It is a typical normal pulsar rotating with a period of 0.7 seconds. In other words, the pulsar is rotating 1.4 times every second. And no, that's not me climbing the stairs. Now, that was recorded by the Jodrell Bank Observatory in England. The Green Bank Observatory is in the United States and has also recorded this pulsar. The Crab Nebula is the visible remains of a star that was seen to explode in 1054. At its core is the youngest known pulsar, the Crab Pulsar. This rotates at 30 times per second. Here is the Jodrell Bank Observatory's recording of that. Another well-known nebula or gas and dust cloud is the Vela Nebula. It is the debris of the explosion of a massive star about 10,000 years ago. Again, the supernova left a pulsar at its center. This pulsar rotates once every 89 milliseconds. This means that it's spinning 11 times a second. Here is how the Jodrell Bank Observatory recorded the Vela pulsar. The signal from astronomical objects are quite varied depending on the source. Astronomer Paul Francis has put together this medley of sounds from different nebulae of our galaxy. When the Green Bank Observatory's radio telescope was pointed at pulsar J0737-3039, this is what was heard. Quite short. And let's hear that again. In our penultimate sound file, we have a creation by Paul Francis. He has used the various sounds of the cosmos as recorded by radio telescopes to weave a soundscape. It is called Journey to the Center of a Quasar. You can imagine us flying through the outskirts of a galaxy. We pass various stars before coming upon the swirling gas of a black hole. Not all sounds recorded by radio telescopes come from the vast depths of the cosmos. Objects within our solar system also emit radio waves that can be converted into sound. Our final sound is called comet song. We listen in as a comet approaches the sun and bursts into song. It later fades back into the outer darkness. Now, this song is due to molecules blowing off the comet's surface due to the heat of the sun. Now, the space show thanks the Commonwealth Scientific Industrial Research Organisation and the Square Kilometre Array for the sound files and descriptions that we have used in this feature.
The Space Show, bringing the universe home to the Bayside, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
And the Space Show is presented by members of the Space Association of Australia.